News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
President Joe Biden has promised Israel ironclad US support amid fears that Tehran could launch reprisals for an attack that killed senior Iranians. Paul Rogers, Emeritus Professor of Peace Studies at Bradford University. How concerned are you of an escalation in the Middle East?
There is a distinct risk. The United States has informal, partly back-channel contacts with Tehran and is urging the Iranians not to basically attack Israel in any way directly. But the problem, obviously, is that the Israelis attacked this diplomatic compound in Damascus, which, again, is meant to be against international law. And in the process, they killed two very senior Iranian generals. And the Iranians feel they had to respond in some way. It's an extraordinary situation. I mean, only a week ago, Biden was deeply critical of the Israeli government for what it was doing in Gaza. Now it's promising forthright support against any risk from Iran. And one does suspect that the attack on the Iranian facilities in Damascus was linked in some way to the problem of the war in Gaza, which is going badly for the Israelis, and the Israelis trying to find a way of keeping the Americans on side. Now, that might be a little bit of a crude analysis, but I think there's an awful lot in it. What we're left with is a period of really potential tension because the Iranians think they've got to respond in some very major way just to counter what was being done to them. And that is the risk where they can be held back. I think there's a fair chance, but the problem is in these kinds of situations, you get the acronym AIM, accidents, incidents, and mavericks, where untoward things can be basically mistaken and lead to a greater crisis. And that's the problem at the moment. And I think that's the kind of thing to fear, but it's a period of much greater tension, which appears to have come from nowhere, and I think has been instigated largely by Netanyahu to divert attention from the problems in Gaza itself.
I'm presuming, and maybe I'm wrong, Iranians do not want a full-scale war with Israel.
Yeah, they certainly don't.
So could they do something like go for could there be a cyber attack, for example, rather than a more conventional attack?
They could certainly do that, but the Israelis are pretty strong on cyber protection, and they no doubt are already trying to do cyber attacks on Iran. So that, I think, is possible, but not necessarily essential. It is possible that the Iranians may do a kind of like for like and try and engineer some sort of strike on an Israeli diplomatic facility in another part of the world. And I think most Israeli embassies and consulates and the rest are under pretty heavy security at the moment. So that might be the way to go. It's possible that there might be a major flare-up with Hezbollah. But the basic thing is that many people, I think probably correctly, now see the Israeli attack on the compound in Damascus as a direct attempt to maintain American support for what they're doing in Gaza. That, I think, is unlikely to work because Biden does now at last seem to be insisting that the Israelis must go for some sort of pause and allowed a lot more aid in. This is, I think, where we are at the moment, but it's a pretty tricky time, I have to say.
A final question, and maybe an unfair one, given the point you made about accidents, incidents, and the
Mavericks.
I couldn't remember what the M was for. What's your best guess as to what will happen?
I think a major conflict will be avoided because fundamentally, as you were just saying, the Iranians do not want a full-scale war. The worry is that the Israelis are actually looking always at the very slow but certain development of an Iranian nuclear capability. And they might want to engineer some sort of crisis in which they decide to do an attack on the Israeli nuclear facilities. That would be hugely dangerous. But then the current Israeli government is surprising people repeatedly what it's done. What are we up to? I think 33,000 people known to have been killed in Gaza, probably 4,000 or 5,000 more missing. So Israeli will go a long way because it was so shocked by the 7th of October attacks that it is retaliating in all kinds of ways, which probably in many ways are very unsafe.
Paul Rogers, Emeritus Professor of Peace Studies at Bradford University. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7:00. on News Talk.